the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bitch, my stadium home of the Robbie.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning today for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with a big no warning from one of Kennedy's well-known cousins.
Caroline Kennedy is accusing him of trying to profit off of vaccine information. But she says it's his personal qualities that pose even greater concern, calling him addicted to attention and power. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead an agency of 80,000 employees and a $1.7 trillion budget, dealing with everything from drug approvals to food recalls to responding to the next pandemic.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's order freezing billions in federal grants, loans and assistance programs. Buyout offers for about 2 million federal workers still on the table, though. Some are exempt, including those who work for the post office, immigration and in national security. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its January meeting and is expected to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin business leaders support updating the U.S. guest worker program. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Survey has respondents overwhelmingly supporting expanded guest worker visas and increasing the cap on H-1B visas, which allow foreign workers with specialized skills to work in the U.S. Layoffs are on the way for Kohl's. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the retailer told employees in a Tuesday email that hundreds of layoffs were coming to the Menominee Falls headquarters. The email says about 10% of the total positions at the headquarters are being cut. And police departments in Dane County made an impressive number of OWI arrests in the last half of December. A report from the Joint Commission Handling a Special Holiday Season OWI Enforcement Program shows police stopped over 1,300 vehicles and arrested 46 drivers for OWI during that period. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today. Not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. A bit breezy, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 25. Warm again on Thursday, sunny and breezy with a high near 50. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 33.
99.7.
What's the date? The exact date.
Welcome to January 29th.
What's so special about today?
It is National Puzzle Day today.
It's puzzle time.
Next puzzle is a riddle.
That is just a piece of the puzzle.
It is National Puzzle Day.
Life is a puzzle.
Sure is a puzzle.
Happy National Puzzle Day.
It's showtime.
Happy National Puzzle Day, everyone. It is Wednesday, January 29th. If we're halfway through the week. It's Wednesday. The weekend is in sight. You've heard us talking about it all morning. Beautiful temperatures tomorrow. Almost shorts weather. Highs in the 50s. We'll talk a little bit more about that when Emily joins me in a few minutes. And we're going to talk about all the great things going on in the area as well, including Beyond Blessed Pantry at 7:30. Here's David Bowie and Queen on Max FM.
Beat it up.
Slashed and torn.
And more. No 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:12 on Wednesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. For information about all their services, go to handyharryllc.com. They do interior work, exterior work, custom woodwork, odd jobs, home remodeling, home repair, and more. Again, go to handyharryllc.com for information about all their services they offer, and we thank them for being a partner with us every Wednesday as well. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 26. On Thursday, we have a birthday present for Emily. It's going to be sunny with a high of 53. Friday, we do have a slight chance of rain, possibly a little snow mix. It will gradually clear, mostly sunny with a high of 41. Currently, 33 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily. All right. Looks like the tech gremlins are having a little visit this morning with us as well.
Just me. Call me a tech gremlin or just not good at pushing buttons sometimes. Let me try that again. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Hey, I'm good at pushing buttons. Just ask my lovely wife.
I'm good at it, too, but I think it's about the sometimes multitasking that you forget which button you pushed and then things get awry. But anywho, that's a nice weather forecast. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. yes.
Very much.
Yeah. I'm excited. If it wasn't a project day tomorrow at the office, I would be wearing shorts, but we'll be doing some project work tomorrow in the new studio. So in the interest of safety and not scaring my coworkers, I will wear pants to work on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in the interest of awesome businesses, again, I know you mentioned Handy Harry's LLC. Handyman, business extraordinaire. I just wanted to point out a couple things. Like Dave said, you can go to handyharryllc.com to find out all the things they offer. They are local, but they will travel. Two things I noticed about their site and what they offer is super, super awesome is bids are always free. Call us today to schedule yours, 608-370-9174, and also payment options available. So those two things are like music for our ears in terms of having to deal with big projects. So we appreciate you, Handy Harry's, being part of the morning show on Wednesdays and all that you do. So definitely consider them for your next project. Do interiors, exteriors, all the things. So thanks again to Handy Harry's.
Yeah, most definitely. We appreciate them being a partner with us. And the cool part is they do all the jobs from small to large. And that's kind of nice as you get into some projects. And it's getting to be that time of year you start thinking about, oh, what do I want to work on at home? And, you know, now's the perfect time to get those plans in progress. The weather's going to start warming up. And you want to be ready for spring. And it's just, I know I'm ready for spring. Let's put it that way. And it's going to feel like that tomorrow. So
It sure is. It even kind of started to feel like that a bit yesterday. There was like just this different birds singing. I mean, it just feels different. It's later, like we've talked about, and that feels really different and that feels really good. You know, speaking of getting things ready for spring, I'll put in my own little plug. You know, if you're thinking about ever selling your home, spring, late winter and spring is a really good time. So this is the time to start getting your home ready to sell. So let us know at Weikert Realtors Great Day, located right downtown, the Great Day Building, 502 Oak Street. If you have any questions about that process, we'd love to give you a hand. And also, then if you need some help, then you call Handy Harry's. Look at that. How easy. So anywho, exactly. I just wanted to mention that because in the real estate world, this is definitely a time to kind of get schmoving into what your next steps are. So again, if you ever have any questions, just let us know. We are more than happy to help.
And we're also want to pass along. We have a great deal today. As a reminder, we have our big deals of the day back at maxfmbigdeals.com. Today's big deal of the day is Jay's Pub and Grub in Reedsburg. Jay's Grill has so many meal options. Was just there for lunch a couple weeks ago with the crew, and the food is always amazing. So you can get a $25 certificate over Jay's Grill. half off today. That certificate is just $12.50. You need to purchase that before the end of the day. No code required. I will warn you, I looked at the inventory this morning and we are low on those. So if that's something you're considering, you want to get over to maxfmbigdeals.com now and get that in your cart, because I think we may need to replenish that sooner than later. And that is so cool to see those are going out the door this morning. And again, great place for lunch or dinner. We were there with the crew last week or 2 weeks ago, and oh my goodness, such a great lunch. And I didn't go away hungry, let's put it that way.
That's good. I mean, that's the idea of going out to eat. Get a little somebody's style of their food. You get, you know, a little awesome service and you walk away stuffed. So that's the idea. I really, really personally like the name of their establishment, Pub and Grub. We always grew up calling food grub, so I don't know what, you know, where that term roots from, but I'll take it. I think it's great, and I think that that's part of the restaurant name is fantastic. So definitely check them out. Get those deals from bigdeals.com. We love to offer those out there for you, and as we have said before, we're going on there and we're buying them ourselves literally as we speak. It works. It's great deals, and it is supporting local businesses and also treating yourself. So definitely get on there. Like Dave said, those are going quick, so maybe time sensitive, maybe urgent, go check it out now.
Yeah, and we had Chef Jason in last year, and we were doing some recordings with him, and he is such a great guy, and he always stops out to check on you when he's there to make sure you had a good meal, and that's something I appreciate when I go into a restaurant as well, and that personalized service, you know, and that tells you a lot about a restaurant. When they do that, that is something that is just so neat, because that tells you how much they care about their customers. They want to make sure you got a great meal, and yeah, I can't speak highly enough of that. And you know what? We're almost 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl. And at this point, it's basically a national holiday. And most of us want to be official so we can have a long weekend. According to a new survey, 55% of people say that the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
I'm just going to chuckle on that. Holy moly. Well, the idea is that everyone is exhausted and hungover from all the festivities, and that's a real thing. A study from a few years back found people are generally much less productive the day after the Super Bowl. There are other distractions for some people, too, like trying to focus on work after a riveting game and the letdown of realizing football season is over. So we're talking about some physical effects of the day after, and we're talking about some big emotional drop, like the day after Christmas feeling or whatever. So these are just the facts that they're sharing with us. Mm-hmm. I imagine that there's a good group of people out there who can be nodding their heads right now in agreement.
Well, and you think about it, it's also a Monday, which has its own baggage, right? So 41% of people say the Monday after Super Bowl is one of the worst Mondays of the year. Now, a national holiday would have to be granted by the government, and that's probably not going to happen. So, I mean, that's just, we're talking football, and it's, you know, I get it. And there are a few alternatives the NFL could consider, like moving the Super Bowl to a Saturday or pushing it back so it falls in line with other holidays, but I don't see that happening. And quite honestly, I get where some of the people are coming from this. And for me, it's being up that late. I think that's ultimately what it comes down to, right? Is you're up late watching that game, all the adrenaline and so forth. And so it's a little bit harder to fall asleep and you're dragging a little bit on that Monday. But I don't see it becoming a national holiday. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I do think the idea of it, and I don't think this is going to happen. It's just there's so much tradition steeped in Super Bowl Sunday, right? But I don't know, on a Saturday, that'd be kind of nice. Then you make a weekend around it and you rest on Sunday. I don't think that would be, I don't know. Again, probably not going to happen, but that's an interesting idea.
It's a very interesting idea. And for me, I'm good with it. I'll watch the Super Bowl again. We've talked about the teams that'll be in there this year, Eagles and the Chiefs. And so the Eagles, it's their third time being there. They're looking for the three-peat in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I will watch the game. I'll probably watch it more for the commercials and time my pit stops and everything else that go along with that around where the commercials are at, not the actual game. And then as soon as that game is over, I'll be hitting the sack because, as you and I both know, we get an early start in the morning. So I am going to make sure I'm wide awake and ready to go on that Monday morning here. I'm not overdoing it.
No, you get up extra early. You're extra early in a lot of
Yeah.
Let's make sure you get some sleep. Yeah, I think that's part of it. I can remember many years not making it through and like falling asleep and it was still on. So we'll see how that plays out this year. We also are still giving away some tickets to the Crystal Grand for Lynch Mob. That's before tomorrow. You have to get in and get those. You can text, what is it now? I'm sorry.
Win, W-I-N, to see George Lynch up at the Crystal Grand Music Theater February 7th. It is the final ride, and you want to get up there and see that show. And the cool part about that show, too, is they're going to have a special guest opening for George Lynch. It's Parlandra. And this is going to be a great energy. It's just something that is just a great group. And if you want to go up and hear some great music, text in WIN, W-I-N, for your chance to win tickets to see George Lynch at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. And we'll give away tickets before 9 o'clock this morning. And also, they can text us those birthdays and anniversaries, right, Emily?
Yes, definitely do that. Remember that every morning. If you're up with us, we love to hear who's having a birthday coming up that day or in the future. We'll note it on our calendar and we'll make sure that we give a shout out to folks locally about birthdays and anniversaries because we love to do that. That's one of the segments I look forward to most during the week because I love birthdays and I think celebrating yourself is really important. So definitely get those in our hands if you will, and we will share that with the world via live radio in the morning. So text us birthdays and anniversaries. And even if they're coming up over the weekend, we'll make sure to get those out there on the air by Friday.
Most definitely. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Whoop, whoop.
The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Get ready to rock at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells when Lynch Mob takes the stage February 7th for the final ride. Mention the code RADIOMOB25 for a whopping 40% discount on your tickets to this late 80s glam band featuring former Doc and guitarist George Lynch. Listen for hits like Caught Up and River of Love. Don't miss your chance to save 40% with the code words RADIOMOB25 for Lynch Mob February 7th at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max FM.
the dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more. More, more, more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. But when I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more.
Hey, listen, it's all heaven. Election to go from the 7-Eleven.
Max FM, Dave Grant, joined by Shannon with the Beyond Blessed Pantry. We are excited to have you join us today as you have moved to a new location. As part of this, you almost ended up outside of Baraboo. Let's talk about that journey today, Shannon.
I would love to, Dave. Yeah, if you look at what we were planning on December 13th, we actually were making plans to move to Reedsburg.
Wow. And so how did all that work out?
So my goal at that point was to make sure that we didn't close, and that was a real possibility. And so again, December 13th, we had decided that we were going to go to Reedsburg, and there was a building that we could rent for at least a year. It was ready to move in. So that was our plan. We were planning on leaving, and we were going to finalize looking at that building on the 17th. And on the 14th, another building here in Baraboo was brought to my attention. So we wanted to make a final ditch attempt to stay here in Baraboo and get in to see that building.
So the way things all worked out, you ended up with a new location in Baraboo. How did all that happen?
It's a fun story, Dave. So we were actually going to ask them to rent because it was for sale, but we were going to see if we could rent to own because I didn't have enough money to purchase it at that point. I did have money from our first capital campaign that we had been doing. We had a business that had donated some money to that. They want to remain anonymous. We also had the Cherney Family Foundation who donated to that. And then we also had the community who had donated some to that. So we had a little bit of money, but not enough to purchase the building. But we wanted to at least go look to see if that was something we could do. So I had done some updates with some generous donors, and they wanted to see what the new location was as well. So I just shared the information, and they drove by. And we were going in to see it on the 17th. And that same day, they called to say that they would like to help us fund that building.
That is so cool. Just to have someone step up. And multiple people step up and say, hey, we want to help you. We want you in this new building. And so now you are in Baraboo. Thank you to all those wonderful people and the community that helped get you there. Right, Shannon?
It is. And you want to know the best part, Dave?
What's that?
We own the building.
Oh, my goodness. That is fantastic.
So I need to thank Aaron and Benjamin Scott of Scott Construction, and then another couple who wish to remain anonymous. When they added their generous donation into what we had, we were able to fully purchase our location.
That is, I'm beyond words at this point. And we thank everyone that helped make this happen and to make sure you have a building that is your building to continue to serve our community, Shannon.
It's been amazing. Literally, we went from January 13th thinking we were leaving town to January 19th, realizing that we were going to be able to put an offer in on a building in Baraboo and pay for it. It's been an amazing journey. And I went into this a year ago saying that I wanted to walk away being able to say that's the God I serve. And I 100% get to do that.
Yes, you do. And what is the new location's address in case anyone needs to know that? And how do they find out more about your services, Shannon?
The new address is 1101 Lake Street, Baraboo, Wisconsin. And the best way to find out about our services is either Facebook or our website. And the website is bbpantry.org.
Thank you, Shannon, so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, Dave.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Tomorrow is our January farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 9 to 3. This auction will feature tractors and farm machinery, vehicles, trailers, skid steer attachments, a lot of feed, and other items. Check our website at gavinbros.com for a catalog and more details. Also on Thursday, we have a preview day for our February firearms and sporting goods auction from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. That online-only auction will end next week on Monday. It features over 400 firearms, ammunition, other hunting, fishing, and sporting good-related items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Several other auctions lined up throughout February, including real estate as well as personal property, so check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling a type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Stevie Mitchell scored a career-high 22 to lead ninth-ranked Marquette to a come-from-behind 78-69 win over Butler at Hinkle's Fieldhouse. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 9-1 Golden Eagles keeping pace with St. John's atop the Big East Conference. The Red Storm beat Georgetown 66-41. 17th-ranked Badgers hit the road to take on Maryland tonight. Wisconsin has won 8 of its last 9. Leads the Big Ten in three-point shooting accuracy, converting almost 40% of its three-point attempts. 6 p.m. the tip time tonight on BTN. The Bucks lost at Portland 125-112 last night, falling to 2-3 on the road trip. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 39 points and 12 rebounds, leading the Bucks. Hockey Badgers back in the top 20 polls for the first time since October. Wisconsin is at Minnesota to face the rival Gophers this weekend. Badgers lost a pair of one-goal games to Minnesota the first time around in Madison before Christmas. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today. Not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. A bit breezy, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 25. Warm again on Thursday, sunny and breezy with a high near 50. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Here are the Cars Drive on Max FM. 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, Emily, and we have a few celebrity birthdays and some local ones to celebrate.
Yeah, we do. There's a nice list of local birthdays, so we'll do those because those are extra special, so they get to be save the best for last kind of thing. But we do have some celebrity birthdays, which is fun. Today, January 29th, 2025, Isabel Lucas is 40. She played Samantha Cage on MacGyver. You also know her as Alice, the Deception Pretender in Transformers 2. Mm. Also, we got Eric Paisley's 42, country singer. Paisley is 42, Paisley. Country singer who wrote, sorry, I should know that, a song about a girl. No. Adam Lambert's 43. I know how to say that one. American Idol, yes. Runner-up who tours with Queen. What an honor that is.
That he and has had.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I want to segue on that one quick. He's had quite a career after being on American Idol. For him to get that chance to tour with Queen has been amazing. You think about how he got his start on American Idol and how many of those American Idols you really don't hear about anymore, but you still hear about him on a very regular basis. Kind of amazing at his age that he gets to do what he gets to do.
Yeah. I hear a note of jealousy. I think Dave would like to tour with Queen. So, Queen, if you're listening, call Dave. You can text us through the Civic Media app, and he would love to hear from you.
Yeah, there
Anywho,
you go.
Justin Hartley is 48. He plays Kevin on This Is Us. You might also remember him as Smallville's forgotten version of Green Arrow. What do you see on this list, Dave? Anything looking good to you?
Oh, there is. You know, this was so hard to go through all of these that were on here because I was kind of looking through them. We have Brian Michael Smith, 42. He's firefighter Paul Strickland on 911 Lone Star. And so that one definitely stuck out. Oprah Winfrey, 71 years old today.
Wow, and still kicking big time. She is not slowing down. Good for her. She has done so many amazing things. So I am a fan of Oprah. She's super sassy and she's getting stuff done out there in the world. So
yeah, that is so cool. I think that she's done a lot and you look at everything she's done. It's crazy. The other ones I see on here too is, this is going to date me a little, Judy Norton Taylor, 67. We know her as Mary Ellen Walton on The Waltons. Irene Mardell, 69, Barbara's sister. And then this one, Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band is 72. I was already segueing into the song. You dropped a bomb on me, da-da-da-da-da. You know which one I'm talking about. And so that one, and Wendy loves singing that song. So I'll just say that right now and get that one out there. So I just, you know, the Gap Band, and I, of course, we don't have it in the playlist. I was already talking and clicking and searching all at the same time. So, yes, that is not in our playlist. So, yes, so that's those were the celebrity ones I saw. Did you see any others, or should we segue into all of our local birthdays?
Let's do our local birthdays because there's a couple of them, and it's kind of fun to have that.
Yes, I think so. And I'm going to start with one that is definitely, I need to mention, happy birthday to Joel Petty. And if anyone knows Joel, you know the fantastic light displays that he does for the holidays. He has a Valentine's one up right now. So, Joel, happy birthday. You are such a great individual. We appreciate you and all the years that I got to work with you and just having a great neighbor as well. Gene Wiegand, happy birthday to you as well. He remembers me from my younger days.
Oh, I'm sure there's some fun stories. So, Gene, go ahead and text those in to us right now. So I can share them on the air.
Probably can't share some of those.
Moving right along. Tyler Greenwood, happy birthday to you. and Jonna B. Kraft. Happy birthday to you. So everybody out there celebrating birthdays today. Oh, make sure to know, sorry, Jonna B. Kraft, she is getting a birthday special wish from Becky. So love to mention that to Becky on the air. But all of you out there, Gene Wygand, Tyler Greenwood, Joel Petty, and Jonna B. Kraft, please enjoy your day today. It's going to be a good one. January birthdays are the bomb. I tried to drop the bomb on me. I don't know. That didn't work out very well. But I tried. Anyways, happy birthday to everybody out there, including the guy from the Gap Band. And just have a super fun day because you deserve it.
Yeah, you know, and that's so cool to have a birthday and celebrate with so many celebrities as well. Happy birthday to happy anniversary to anyone that is celebrating. All right, I do have some breaking news here. I'm over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We talked about our big deal of the day, right, Emily? We said it was Jay's Pub and Grill over in Reedsburg. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, for those that have not had an opportunity to get that is sold out. So yes,
and when I take advantage of that deal, but for the rest of you, you missed out. That's okay. There'll be stuff coming, but maybe you could still go over there and get some pub and grub.
Well, and that's exactly it. So when we talk about these big deals of the day, I do warn people when I think that they may sell out. So I talk about it right away. Make sure we give everyone that heads up. So when you see those out there, you want to take advantage of those because they are a great deal. We are working to replenish things as quickly as possible as well. So I've already been in contact with our people about that. But there are other great deals out there as well. I do want to mention that. So if you missed out, no worries. We're having our big deal of the day on Friday. And we know Valentine's Day is coming up as well. So if you're looking for that special gift for someone, now's the time to go over and do that. I want to mention we do have a new item in our big deal store as of this morning. It's the Lavelle Community Center single admission ticket to the Show and Glow Wellness Fair, February 22nd. We have tickets for that show. Those are normally $35 tickets. You can get those tickets for $24.50. over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So wanted to mention that because we want to make sure everyone gets that chance to, you know, get that deal. And
what is the wellness? That sounds like a really cool thing. A wellness day, basically. So I don't know a whole lot about it yet, but I'm learning. My thought is they'll have some products to buy, some ways to learn about some wellness activities, some different kinds of businesses there, maybe supporting different aspects that you can do to keep yourself healthy and well throughout your life, even on the daily. So that's super awesome. February 22nd. Also, that kind of segues me into, don't forget, Baraboo Swing is putting on an event at the Great Day Building February 22nd that begins at 7. You can still buy tickets to that. I believe unless they sell out, you could buy tickets at the door, but go ahead and get them online. Baraboo Swing, WordPress.com is their website, and you can just probably put in Baraboo Swing in Google and they will hop up there and you'll be able to get some more details. That's at the Great Day Building at 502 Oak. If you plan on going to the event, make sure to get your lessons in before that, which are Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 at the Great Day Building. So lots of stuff going on with dancing and wellness in February. So that's super fun.
Yes, most definitely. A lot of fun things going on. And again, if you miss those deals over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, there are plenty of our deals over there as well. And, you know, there's other food deals out there as well. So I wanted to mention that. You can click on food and drinks. And we talk about Valentine's Day coming up. I want to mention this as well because you think about, ooh, what can I get that special someone? We have a $250 certificate to Jeweler's Edge here in Baraboo. That certificate's just $175. So if you're looking to get something for that special someone, maybe go over there for Valentine's Day. Just saying.
Just saying. We're here to give you the good hints, folks. We're here to let you know when stuff is, out on BigDeals.com. Dave was very proud of himself that he did his job and letting everyone know that those deals for today for Pub and Grub were going to run out, and he did a good job because sure enough, they did. So listen to Dave, if that's the message that I'm giving you, listen to Dave because he knows what's going on. And we give you good deals here on the morning show. It's not
yes,
just music and comedy.
Do.
There's deals to be had.
Most definitely. So we appreciate that. So Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10 this morning.
All right. Looking forward to it.
We are looking forward to it as well. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Experience the heart of Wisconsin at this beloved eatery, featuring a family-friendly vibe, a traditional Friday fish fry, and locally produced wines and craft beers. Enjoy a delicious lunch with options like wraps, Angus burgers, and salads, or savor a hearty dinner featuring steaks, seafood, and pasta. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift cards for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum hits.
Thank you.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
La-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da.